Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike De La Hoz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The first baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Bauman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Bauman. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. De La Hoz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Romano and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Power moves to third. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Power scores. Romano moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Romano moves to third. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Bell reaches second base with a double. Romano scores. DeLahaz goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Frank Bauman. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Pilarczyk reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pilarczyk moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pilarczyk scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeLahaz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Don Larson now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pearsall for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Aparicio. Francona moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Chuck Essigian. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kirkland now playing right field. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. DeLahaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike De La Haz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haz is 0-for-1 in the game. De La Haz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carey moves to third. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple misplays the ball. That's an error on Temple. Carey scores. Lawler moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. De La Haz misplays the ball. That's an error on De La Haz. Lawler moves to third. Larson moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Larson moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. De La Haz fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Larson scores. Aparicio moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 7-3, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Landis moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, White Sox. Johnny Antonelli now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith is hit by the pitch. Landis moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Roy Seavers pinch hits for J.C. Martin. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 12-3, White Sox. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Sievers now playing first base. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Temple moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Larsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larsen is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Larsen hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. De La Hoz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Romano moves to second. Mike De La Hoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Hoz is 0 for 2 in the game. De La Hoz hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Antonelli hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Sievers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 15-3, White Sox. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Carey trying to get to third. Francona throws the ball into Phillips, who tags Carey for the out. One out. Cam Carrion pinch runs for Schirmlaller. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Larson hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Cam Carrion now catching. Billy Goodman now playing second base. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Locke now pitching. Jack Cubizan now playing second base. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cubizan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 0-for-3 in the game. DeLahaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 7 RBIs. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Cubizan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubizan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held pinch hits for Bobby Locke. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Aparicio fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 15, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.